from SLB Radio in Pittsburgh, Crossing Fences. African-American boys and young men creating oral history showcasing the lives and accomplishments of local African-American men.
I grew up here in Homestead and grew up in the steel mill days, so a lot of steel mills.
Flesh and blood principalities, battle over spiritual policies, thinking that the one is going to follow.
We were responsible for our community. You know, we say we need help, but we got to learn how to help ourselves.
A lot of people who are pioneers and icons who got us to where we are today because they used their brains. If they used their fists, we would never have heard about them.
From anesthesiologists to barbershop owners, entrepreneurs to engineers, and coaches to deacons, over 170 men have been interviewed. Today, let's hear from Ron Jones, age 40 at the time of this interview.
Growing up in Homewood was a challenge because at that time, similar things to what you all as youth are going on today, it was just on a different scale. There was crime, drugs were becoming prominent, and gangs were forming even more around that time. But of course, I still was affiliated with a lot of the guys, you know, that may have made those choices. And I had to make the decision to say, do I want to continue to make these choices? Do I want to follow what some of these individuals are doing? Or do I want to take a different route? What helped me make the decision that I made was the upbringing that I had. Didn't have the perfect upbringing, had struggles, but one of the things that my family didn't let me do is they didn't let me see the struggles. You know, they took on that burden, didn't necessarily put the burden on me. So I was afraid to disappoint my family in terms of evaluating, do I want to continue going down this path? Do I want to let social relationships take over? Or am I more concerned with disappointing my family? And that was a big piece in helping me make that decision to not go that route. The individuals that I was associated with, we still were friends. We still hung out. We still played ball together. They didn't look at me any differently. What I did see is they respected me more for the decision that I made, and they looked at me as someone that is attempting to get out of the area that maybe they feel like they may be stuck in. So they really encouraged me. But going through the process, absolutely, it was difficult. And I think that's what becomes a challenge even today, you know, with individuals feeling like, you know what, this is the way of the world. This is what most of my peers are doing. And maybe, you know, I need to decide to do that, too. But, you know, it's not the way. You can still associate with whoever you want to. It's just how you associate with them. Being in education, it's a challenge. Social services is a challenge. But that's why I'm in this position. It's more so about seeing prosperity and future gain from our youth. And that's the main thing that I look for. There are some times where I feel like I'm not doing enough, or there were a day that I came in and, you know what, this wasn't a good day. I don't feel like I reached that one student, or I don't feel like that student reached what they needed to reach or gain from what I tried to explain to them. If I could have done it this way, would that have changed what I did wrong? I'm my worst critic. And it doesn't mean that I'm trying to be a perfectionist, but I'm going to work as close to perfection as I possibly can. So when I look at things that I may not have done right, I have to really reflect and know next time I'm going to do it a little differently and see if that changes. And if I do see the change, then absolutely, I'll continue to do it that way. If I don't, then you have to go back to the drawing board. But you all actually motivate me to do what I do. As I said earlier, I grew up in an urban community. And when I started to see some of the things that were happening with a lot of our youth, with a lot of individuals and families that I grew up with, that propelled me to want to get into this business and want to do more for our families and for our youth. That's why I got into mentoring, got into basketball coaching, got into speaking at schools. And in addition to that, just led me to continue to pursue my career. One thing that I truly believe is that every youth, no matter how difficult life is, no matter what type of choices this individual makes, I always feel that everyone can make a change. And that's not a cliche. It's just what I believe because I've seen it happen more times than not. And I can't say that it happens with everybody because, of course, nothing's 100%. But I've seen it more than not. And I think everyone can change. Everyone can improve. And that's what continues to drive me to do what I do. Youth have to work a lot more on really valuing school. And I know a lot of youth, they have a lot of things going on personally, might be a lot of things at home, a lot of things in your community. So it becomes tough to be able to juggle But we have to work on a way to be able to bring all those things together. So when youth are in school, you have to take advantage of your resources. Take advantage of individuals like your teachers, your principals, your counselors, individuals that you look up to, and also individuals in your community. You have to take advantage of your resources. And you don't know this, but these years are going to go by so fast. And now it's time for you to graduate and into your next career, whether it be military, direct career, college, whatever that may be. So you have to find a way to really bridge that gap and really understand how important academics are and relate it to what you really are dealing with in your personal life. And that's the challenge.
This oral history was collected by youth interviewers Terrell Truss Moore and Isaiah Bryce Pickens. Crossing Fences is made possible by the Heinz Endowments and was produced by SLB Radio Productions. Learn more at crossingfences.org.